Thank you.
It's a pleasure to hear you calling. We appreciate your time tonight.
Thank you very much. I'm glad to be here.
Great. I guess the first question you have for some of our guests here is basically how she started in professional wrestling.
How did I get started? Actually, I was an amateur wrestler in high school. I competed on my high school team. I was the only girl on the male team. And then after that, I went on to compete in USA Wrestling, which is a freestyle wrestling club that, like, wrestlers that end up going to the Olympics, they start off there and work their way up in these national tournaments and whatnot. And my ultimate goal was always to get into pro wrestling, so after getting a really solid background in mat wrestling, I entered school in, I believe it was 1999, and so that's where I had my start and went on from there.
Okay. And who did you train with?
I was trained by the All-Nighters in Medina, New York, Joey Knight and Robin Nightwing. They were trained at the Heart Dungeon in Calgary, so when I was looking for a wrestling school, Heart Dungeon was actually my first choice, but because of I was in college at the time, the location of his school seemed a little bit more convenient for me because it was about an hour and a half drive, and that way I was able to finish up my college and go to pro wrestling school at the same time. Plus, I got to get an education from people who had trained at the Heart Dungeon firsthand. So I got, like I said, the best of both worlds. It was nearby, but I still had to have an experience of training similar to the dungeon.
Okay. When and where did you make your professional debut?
When did I?
Yeah.
It was 1999, I think it was January of 1999, and my first match was against, ironically enough, Alexis Marie. She's down here with me now, one of the newest hirees of WWE, and I had my first match with her, and it was about 12 minutes long, and it actually was not a bad match. Alexis is an awesome performer, and I didn't know it at the time, but I would end up having the pleasure of working with her quite a bit down here, so it's funny how things work out that way.
I just want to take a quick moment away from your career real quick, because I get a lot of questions here on the hotline about Alexis Marie. Well, we all saw her in TNA. She's been in OVW for a long time. And every time they bring up one of the divas, or really specifically from the Divas Search Contest, the question always pops up in everybody's head, why don't they bring up Alexis Marie? I mean, do you have any rationale why they have not going up to the main roster?
My insight would be that right now Alexis is something very, very special and unique. And I think right now they're looking for a style of woman that is more suited for a role, with the diva role that they're calling it right now. And not that Alexis is not beautiful and, you know, certainly suited for that role, but I think that she has a lot more to bring to the table, a lot more to offer, and she could be used in a role that would kind of, it could be a much more long-lasting role and something that could be a very big part of the show. And I think that they're just kind of looking for her niche, and when she has the opportunity to come up, it's going to be great. It's going to be a great addition to the girls wrestling, because she's probably the best that's out, not on TV right now.
As everybody says, it's just amazing that they'll bring up the women that are not training and not really qualified to be in wrestling, and they always pass up Alexis Marie.
Well, with her, believe me, it'll be worth the wait.
Okay, that sounds good. Now, going back to your background, you said that you were a wrestler on an all-male wrestling team in high school.
Yep.
Did you play any other sports? Were you very athletic besides wrestling?
Yep, I ran track, actually. I ran distance, believe it or not, in high school, and then I played tennis. I played tennis all through high school, and then for a couple of years. But my passion was always wrestling. Like, I enjoyed sports and played all year round to stay in shape, and I enjoyed being competitive. But wrestling was always in the back of my mind. I was a great fan of pro wrestling, but to me it seemed logical that you would start off with amateur wrestling in order to get a background and become a pro wrestler. So that's kind of where I ended up as training to be an athlete. And then when I joined the team in high school, the boys, because I had to wrestle guys all the time, I was always at a disadvantage physically, so that's when I had to start really getting serious in the gym me, yes, for life. I enjoyed WCW. I would, you know, follow them, and I enjoyed the teachers, but when it came to, like, really being a diehard fan, I'd probably be on the side of WWF. My favorite wrestler growing up was Owen Hart. I enjoyed the Harts a lot. I thought they brought, like, a realism to the sport that, like, very few wrestlers ever did. And I always was highly entertained by Owen on top of, you know, on top of all the physical, you know, incredible moves he could do. Like, to me, he was very comical as a heel. I always enjoyed the way he would work, and he could really capture my attention. And I always also like Ted DiBiase in the same way, because I thought his character was believable and at the same time entertaining. And for me, as a kid growing up, I mean, I had a predisposition to heels, I guess, because I guess I could relate in the humor that these characters brought to the table.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, Owen Hart, definitely rest in peace. He's totally missed in this business, I can tell you that. Let's see, but you mentioned, you said you were on a wrestling team with all males. What did your parents think of that?
Well, unfortunately, my parents were not fond of the idea, as I'm sure most parents wouldn't be. But in the end, I mean, they're supportive and whatever makes me happy. They would come and cheer me on, even though, you know, I'm sure they were biting their fingernails. It's been a challenge from the start, and it's kind of like running against the grain. You know, there's a lot of people that didn't want me there, but at the same time, you know, it took time to prove myself and show that, you know, I was serious about it, and it wasn't just a frivolous act. I wasn't out to prove anything. You know, I'm not a feminist, extremist, or anything like that. I just wanted to be able to compete and to enjoy a sport that, unfortunately, is always seen as a male sport. But I was glad that I got to be a part of it, and my family has been a big part in supporting me and in following my dream for so many years. So I don't think I could be at this point without them and their support.
How did you get the ring name out of that Phoenix?
Well, I used to be just Phoenix on the independent scene. That was the name I chose for a couple reasons. For me, it was a way of reinventing myself as a wrestler, like a phoenix kind of rises from the ashes and is a new, you know, a bird that soars to great heights, like a mythical figure. And then on top of that, I'm a big fan of the X-Men comics, and the character Jean Grey became the phoenix in the storylines of the X-Men comics. So that kind of is my tribute to her. And then coming down to Ohio Valley Wrestling, I understood that, you know, if they needed to use me for something else and wanted to revamp me in any sort of way, I was certainly willing to give up my name. But Jim Cornette was kind enough to let me keep the Phoenix moniker, and they just let me use my first name as well. So now I'm, you know, a Phoenix.
Okay. You are full-time with Ohio Valley Wrestling, but you do not have a developmental deal. I guess the question here is, how did you start with OVW, and how has your training gone thus far?
I was invited down for a tryout in May of last year. I was at a WWE tryout, and I had run into Nick Dinsmore and talked to him about wanting to come down and train here in Louisville. And Nick invited me down for like a little personal tryout, and I went to practice for a couple days, and then I ended up doing a 5-minute match in front of Danny Davis. And then and then Danny Davis had invited me to come to the class and train. So that's pretty much how I got my third belt here.
At this point in your career, you're relatively young in your career. What do you consider your biggest strength?
I think my biggest strength is I have a different look. I have kind of a unique look, a little bit different than most girls. I carry a lot of muscle on my frame. I have a thicker, bigger build. And because of my training and my athletic background, I can perform a lot of power moves that most girls can't. So that kind of separates me from the rest of the bunch in that I'm not a big high flyer, but I'm definitely the one that could pull out a few moves that you haven't seen before.
This mailbox is full.
Option number two, we continue on with Best you, what were some of the federations that you worked for?
I worked in Toronto for Apocalypse Wrestling Federation quite a bit. I worked in Pittsburgh for Toronto North Wrestling. And I worked for WSW out of Allentown, PA, and quite a bit for Cleveland All Pro Wrestling.
Is there any federations out there that you didn't get a chance to work for that you would still like to work for, you know, before you get a chance maybe to move up the ladder of whatever company?
I would have liked to work for UPW in California, because I heard a lot of great things about some of the girls out there. And, of course, before moving to Louisville, I was really working on trying to get over to Japan. Get some work out there, get some experience. I wrestled Sumi Sakai quite a bit over here when she toured the States. And she's just been so fantastic and so phenomenal that, I mean, I would love to be able to work with more of the Japanese girls because her style is just like nothing else. It's incredible, so.
Yeah, we've got some girls on that have gone down to Mexico and worked a lot independently in Mexico. Have you been ever offered to wrestle down in Mexico?
I have a couple times, but schedule-wise, I have already had bookings, and it didn't end up meshing with my schedule. But I had a couple opportunities to go down with Nurse Veronica, on TNA. But it's like I said, it just never worked out schedule-wise. But if I ever received an opportunity and things were, you know, everything fell into place, I would definitely go down. I've heard great things about the promotions down there.
Yeah, we had Nurse Veronica last week. Lonnie Stevens is very interesting person. I used to say a lot of charisma, and we enjoyed having her on the hotline. And like I said, we've had a lot of girls on Risky Reach. Some of the girls have gone down to Mexico, and it seems like, you know, as you kind of broaden your wrestling scope, it'd be great to get them experience down there with the Lucha style, and not to mention that all the matches are 2 out of 3 falls, so you get a chance to probably work a different style and work probably a longer match.
Right, longer and give an opportunity to try different things, definitely.
Yeah. What do you think of the current WWE product?
The current product, I think, is going in a different direction. I like the new style of, like, less hardcore, less high-flying. I mean, I enjoy the storytelling of wrestling. I'm always a fan of more of matches than promos and backstage segments, but as the product becomes more and more entertainment and less and less wrestling, the trend is probably going to go towards more backstage stuff. But I'd like to see more matches on the show. Of course, I would love to see girls' matches consistently on the shows like they used to be, but I think wrestling's in a state now that's probably not going to be happening for a while. But, I mean, it's in a constant state of flux, so I'm sure without things going too long, I'll be back in full force.
Yeah, what was your reaction when WWE got rid of Nydia, Dio Kim, Jazz? Was that kind of a downer for the women in general? Because it seemed like, obviously, they were going in a different direction with the women's division.
It definitely was. It was disappointing for someone like me that really hoped to have a future actually wrestling in the ring. I mean, girls have filled various roles throughout the years in wrestling, and some have made the biggest impact without ever having to wrestle a match. And, I mean, I think there's definitely a place for girls that choose to assume that role. But for myself, I always saw myself doing the wrestling side of things, just the way I'm, you know, I think that would suit me best. And unfortunately, right now, it seems that wrestling is moving away from that, so we're kind of going against the grain.
Yeah, unfortunately, I think I ran a poll on my website asking what the fans want from the women in terms of wrestling, in wrestling, and but the choices were wanted to see women wrestle in the ring, wanted to see kind of TNA-type matches, or didn't want to see women wrestling at all, and winning the poll easily was watching women wrestle in the ring, so you know, I think it was definitely a step back when WWE let them on its more talented workers go, and you know, I watched SmackDown, and they have so many women on there, it's so hard to follow, you know, who's coming, who's going, they're constantly bringing in new girls, so from a girl standpoint, it's hard to get kind of an emotional attachment to some of the girls, because I don't know how long they're going to keep these girls out if they're going to bring in new girls, you know, to continue the story.
of think that it might be just an eye catcher to try to bring in new viewers, you know, for people just flipping the station. If they see a beautiful girl, they might be more inclined to watch the rest of the show or, you know, to at least watch for a few minutes. But in the long run, like I said, one of the reasons, you know, maybe that the Alexis hasn't been brought up is because these girls are kind of meant for the moment to just be, you know, eye catchers, and the females that will come off that be prominent in the company in the future, they have to wait a little bit, but it will be worth the wait to not be lost in the mix. That's the way I see things, anyway.
Now, what's currently going on with you with OVW?
Well, last year I was involved with Chris Masters and Brett Aubrey. We were the troubleshooters, one of the top tag teams down here, and they competed for the Ohio Valley Tag Team Championship quite a bit. I had a great storyline going. We were with the Jersey Shore crew, which is made up of Aaron Idol Stevens, and Danny Inferno, and Nova, who's now Simon Dean on WWE. I actually had the opportunity to wrestle those guys in a six-man, intergender, whereas the only female, so that was cool. Right now, towards the end of the year, in October, I ended up breaking my hand, and it was actually a bad week for our team. I broke my hand, Brent Aubrey separated his shoulder and had his surgery, and then Chris Masters received a call that he'd probably be brought up to WWE soon. So, within a matter of a couple of weeks, our whole team was disbanded. And for right now, Brent is making a comeback as a singles heel, so that kind of leaves me out of the mix. But as for the future, I mean, I have no idea what they have planned for me, but, you know, there's talk, you know, that they will probably work me into the girls program. Like, towards the end of the year, they had more and more girls matches. There was a feud going on between Alexis Lorraine and Jillian that really got a lot of attention on our show. They got a great reaction, so hopefully I'll be involved in that mix at some point early in the year. But like I said, like, we wait and we see what's going to happen, but I'm all healed up, I'm ready to go, I'm in great shape, and right now I'm just practicing hard and awaiting for my turn.
Very good. What is your assessment? Do you get a chance to watch TV wrestling?
Yes, quite a bit.
And what do you think of their product right now?
I think their product is getting better. I think the production value of their show is just as good as Nitro. Like, WCW Nitro, I think it's great. I think, like, as a show, to sit back and watch this band, it's a very professionally put together show. I think that I would like to see more new talent being developed rather than seeing older stars. But that's, I mean, I understand the reason they put the older stars on, you know, because they're more familiar with the fans and they can draw in, you know, older fans that would see these guys. But at the same time, I enjoy seeing the new up-and-coming stars become, you know, kind of come into their own and become characters instead of just, you know, generic wrestlers. It's kind of neat to see the program progress into a real solid wrestling show.
Yeah, I think from the women's standpoint, you only have, like, two girls around there, like Tracy Brooks and Trishy. Did you either get a chance to wrestle either one of those? And is it kind of frustrating to see a promotion like TNA not really have a women's division?
I've actually wrestled both girls. I wrestled Trinity early in my career, and we had a good match. She started around the same time as me, I believe, so it was a decent match, but I only got to wrestle her the one time. And then Tracy Brooks, actually, I worked with her quite a bit. She came out of Toronto, where I worked for about a year and a half, pretty exclusively, with Gail Kim and her and myself. We trained together, we wrestled dozens of matches, and Tracy is one of the best, and it's really unfortunate that they don't use her in a wrestling role. I'm glad to see her on TV, but it's unfortunate that she's not wrestling, because she's very good, she's very talented, and she's got a lot of charisma, which you don't always see in girls, and it's a shame that they don't give her a little more opportunity to do more. but like I said, their product offers something different than WWE, and I think they strayed away from girls because there are so many girls in WWE, but I don't know. It would be nice to have another platform where girls wrestling could take off again and become something.
This mailbox is full. Option number 3, we continue on with OVW's Beth Phoenix. At this point, what do you consider your career goals?
My career goal, first and foremost, is to always improve, never stop learning. That's my mantra with everything I do, and I struggle each and every day to meet my goals. And of course, secondary is always that WWE contract, that prize that everybody's looking for, you know, everybody strives for it. It's any year down here. Many people have contracts, but there's just as many people who don't, and we're struggling each and every day to get better to get that prize. So that's probably my number one goal, like I said, equals becoming a better wrestler.
I wanted to ask you, there's other people down there without developmental deals. I can think of Joey Matthews and Melissa Coates. Are you the non-developmental people kind of looked at differently because you don't have a contract? Are you treated any differently?
Absolutely not. Other than that, we don't receive paychecks. I would say that the non-developmental wrestlers are given just as many opportunities as the contract wrestlers. And in some cases, like Joey's case, he's a fantastic wrestler, and he really shines on our show, and you know, to the point where you can't miss him. And he's definitely everybody's equal. Everybody works together very hard. All the people that are under developmental here are very hungry, and they have a passion for the business. Even if they were brought from a different background, maybe, you know, they didn't work on the independent scene, there's something in them that really drives them. And we're such a team down here, we're so close, we work together, you know, we travel together, that there's never no feelings, there's never, you know, feelings of looking down on people. I always feel like we're just a very solid family unit, and that's what makes OVW very different from any place I've been.
Yeah, I think the treating your email is excellent. One guy that I've always been a huge fan of since the 80s growing up was Jim Cornette. And, I just, he's been so entertaining, one of the all-time greatest managers, if not the greatest. Him and Bobby Heenan just wanted to do it. They're just a lot of great. And wasn't like working with Jim Cornette. I gotta believe he's just so entertaining to work with and to be with. And not to mention the type of knowledge that he has is just it's awesome.
He is wonderful. I mean, many people use the word genius with Jim Cornette when it comes to wrestling, and I definitely would have to agree. He has a wealth of wrestling knowledge and history. I mean, I wonder if there's anything that man hasn't seen or done. And when it comes to OVW, Jim Cornette and Danny Davis are the heart and soul. They run everything, they work the hardest, and if it weren't for them, you know, our product wouldn't be nearly as incredible as it is. And with Jim Cornette, every experience is a learning experience, and I have found that when he sets up his television and has us do it and go through it all, you get feedback afterwards. It's always, to me, it's always like a lesson. You know, I want to get out my paper and pen, and his feedback is always something different than what I would see. So that each experience, even if it's just something small, you know, you learn something and you get this knowledge from somebody that has seen it all and done it all. And it's, to me, I grew up watching Jim Cornette, you know, so to be able to work with him, you know, all the time is just amazing. It's a dream come true.
Yeah, I would definitely miss you. He's a genius. He's been a great booker. He's been a great manager. I at this point, nothing in his business he doesn't know, doesn't understand, couldn't relate to. And the only thing that, you know, it's too bad that he's still on WWE television, because I think he'd just be a tremendous manager. Not to mention, there's really no managers anymore, and he was just one of the all-time greatest talkers. He could get over anybody.
Right.
But tell us about about training with Lance Berman? I know he's another guy that has a great following. And also, we've heard rumblings that to possibly be bringing in Al Sellers as he's from OVW.
Well, like you said, like, to us, we know about as much as everybody else. They keep us in the dark about a lot of things, about changes and plans they have for the future. Like, there's talk of a new developmental, but when and where and how, all the details are always kept last minute. And, you know, that's for a various amount of reasons. But when it comes to Lance Darm, I mean, I don't think you could ask for somebody with better technical knowledge. I mean, Lance is another person that's, you know, from Calgary, Heart Dungeon. You know, he's worked for the best. He's been around. He's seen every style. He's been everywhere. There's just nobody around that is as patient and as knowledgeable as Lance, I think. And it shows with the progress that I think our wrestlers have made, because he came down right around the time that I got here. And it's just, you can see and feel amongst all of us how far everybody's come in the time that Lance has been down here. And, I mean, the wrestlers that are being brought up to WWE, I think that they're going to be a testament to Lance's excellent training and all the hard work that he's done down here. I mean, when we go to house shows and we're driving in the car for hours, he's driving with us. He never makes us feel like, that we're a bother or a waste of time. He always, gives always 120% and puts his heart and soul into us. And I think that everyone's going to find that the wrestlers that are going to be coming up after being under his tutelage are going to really reflect that.
Definitely. What has been the best matchup for your career?
I hear from, I can only judge by how I felt after the match. I had, several matches that I really enjoyed. I actually had my best match down here. I had a match with Linda Miles over the summer that I really, really enjoyed. It was a match on a house show, but it was just such a ball. I had a great time, and I really enjoyed working with Linda. It's a shame she's chosen to go other ways. But I had a match in Pittsburgh, actually, last year. It was against Joey Knight and Kevin Grace, a three-way dance for the SNW Cruiserweight title. And it's my favorite match because I actually got to win the title. And that was an important title for me because I had worked for SNW for over 2 years. That's where I got my start. I had a lot of opportunities from them. And to get an honor like that, after having worked for them for so long, really, really was one of those moments where it was just special and amazing. And after, I still watch that match and I can get chills from it. It was just an enjoyable moment, big, hot, wonderful crowd. And it's just one of those things that reminds you, those moments make all the other tough moments definitely worth it. So I always look fondly on that match.
Okay. I think I know the answer to this one, but do you work more as a face face or a heel?
Almost predominantly always heel.
Okay, I assume you prefer that.
I prefer it. Since coming down here, because we train so frequently, I had the opportunity to work as a baby face in training, but with our show, I'm always a heel, and on house shows, usually a heel. After having appeared on TV, then always heel. But I enjoyed being a heel, probably because, like I said, I was always leaning towards that side, watching it growing up, and it just seems to come more naturally to me than being a baby face.
Now, for someone that has yet to see you wrestle, how would you describe your in-ring style?
I use a lot of power moves, definitely. I try to be aggressive in my style and incorporate my amateur background into my wrestling. I know a lot of, they would call, shoot maneuvers, shoot holds, shoot takedowns. And like I said, I try to out-wrestle my opponent. And when it comes down to it, if need be, I'll brawl my opponent. Whatever it takes to get the win.
running really quickly out of time, and I want to take exception to thank you for coming on the hotline. It's been a pleasure having you here. Before I let you go, is there anything you want to plug in terms of upcoming dates, a website, or anything like that?
I would just plug the OVW website. It's ovwrestling.com. There's my profile on there if you want to see more pictures, and please look for me because I shall be appearing on TV very soon.
Very good. Thank you so much for your time tonight. We really appreciate it. And for all the callers, we wish you the best of luck. And hopefully, somewhere down the line, we'll see you on WWE television.
Thank you very much, Steve. I appreciate it.
Yes, ma'am. We'll do it again sometime real soon.
Definitely.
Definitely check out COVID.net for more press for us later. And we'll be back tomorrow night with your next report.